Valley Heights Locker Room Chat. Here we go. It's on a KMZA 92.1 FM. Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by the Mustangs girls basketball coach, Jordan Brockstermann, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Well, coach, they say you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season. Going into postseason, you guys have won four consecutive games leading up to this matchup with Jefferson County North. Most recently, your regular season finale, a big win against Onega. Well, I guess talk about the Onega win, and then also, do you agree with the fact, maybe, do you believe that you're playing maybe your best basketball at the right time?
Well, the Onega game went well for us. I thought we played with great energy, and we pressured the ball well, and preventing them from getting the ball inside, which tends to hurt us at times. But, the girls are playing really hard right now, and you can kind of tell that they've turned their attention to a postseason run, and our kids are gamers. They're extremely competitive. And I think maybe, I'd say we are playing better basketball. And I think it's because the girls know what's at stake. So I think they've kind of started to flip a switch.
Well, you guys made the state tournament a year ago, trying to get back to that point. But, you know, you look at maybe this roster this season compared to the one last year. What was maybe a big difference or two with this year's roster? And then maybe a few girls that stood out to you and maybe exceeded your preseason expectations?
A big senior class that had quite a bit of experience, and they were good leaders on the court, and it was kind of more about we were going to need to replace that, and we had quite a bit of younger girls that probably were capable of playing, but maybe just didn't have enough varsity experience under their belt. And throughout the season, they've improved steadily in terms of ball handling and understanding their roles on the team and what they can provide us. And so I think a little bit was just kind of about finding ourselves and finding how to put all the pieces together. And we're clicking pretty well right now. And so I think it was just more of a learning curve than anything. And you'll see that from year to year, depending on how your personnel changes. And we just had a younger group of girls that needed to get some experience. And this season has been really good for them.
How would you kind of assess the sub-state tournament bracket? It starts for you guys on Friday night at home against Jefferson County North. You know, at least fortunate for you guys, the sub-state running through Valley Heights, so the championship games are going to be at your guys' school. But you look at a potential path here to that sub-state championship game. Obviously you got to get through JCN, but maybe Morehill Mounts Academy lies there in that second round. And then the top seed in this bracket is KC Christian at 16-4. I guess before diving into JCN, how would you assess the tournament here and the eight teams that are in this bracket?
Well, we're happy to host, that's for sure, and we'd like to be a team that's in that and, you know, playing that night. It might feel strange for us if we're hosting schools that are playing in our gym and we don't get a game. So we'd definitely like to see ourselves suited up on that Saturday night for the championship games. But before that, we've got to pay attention to, you know, the path ahead of us. And, you know, there's quality teams in our sub-state and on both sides of it that came out of our regional. And we're just more focused on taking it one game at a time. So our complete attention is on JCN to start. And from what it looks like with them, they have a young team. And maybe they're just in a similar way that we have, trying to get young girls going on the varsity level. And but they present some challenges. They play with great energy, and they try hard, and they compete. So we'll have to be ready for them.
Yeah, you mentioned a youthful team. They lost a really good senior class a year ago. So, again, a bunch of girls just trying to find the footing really for the first time maybe at the varsity level. So you get JCN on Friday night. It's going to be an early start time at 6 o'clock. Give us a few keys and kind of the expectations for this game on Friday night.
In postseason, you always got to be ready to play. So we hope that come tip off that we're focused and we're ready to go. And we want to play with great energy. And we'd like to play fast and push the ball in transition and get out and defend and play aggressive. And so those are some of the things I'm looking for defensively, offensively. It's just simply about taking care of the ball and crashing the board and trying to extend possession. So if we play really aggressive and clean on the offensive end, then I'll be pleased.
There it is. Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstermann, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs trying to get back to a state tournament. The run in the sub-state tournament starts on Friday night, 6 o'clock at home against Jefferson County North. Coach, can't thank you enough for all the time this season, and good luck here in the sub-state tournament.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for all your coverage.